Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois. For over 96 years, generations of farmers have turned to Farm Credit for their financial needs. Whether a young farmer or a seasoned grower, Farm Credit offers products and services geared specifically to the agricultural community.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia has refused to block meat labeling rules that would say where the animal was born, raised, and slaughtered. Government rules took effect last year that require labels on steaks, ribs, and other cuts of meat that include country of origin information. The meat industry is trying to block the rules in court and is arguing that the labels go beyond what Congress intended when it wrote the law and that the law violates First Amendment rights to freedom of speech. But the U.S. Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia upheld a lower court's ruling and suggested that claims were unlikely to succeed in court, and they refused to block the labeling rules along the way. The milk income loss contract program has been extended through September 1st. The extension of the milk program will protect dairy farmers enrolled in the program through that date or until a new margin protection program becomes operational. Contracts for eligible dairy farmers enrolled in the milk program on or before September 30th of last year will be automatically extended until the end of the program. Any farmers with approved milk contracts will continue to receive their monthly payments if a payment is in effect. A United Nations scientific panel says that global warming makes feeding the world harder. The report concludes that food prices are likely to go up somewhere in a wide range between 3% and 84% by 2050 just because of climate change. The report says that while some crops may fare better, staples like wheat and corn will be hurt. The report also says that warming could squeeze out crops in some of the richer coffee-growing areas in Central and Southern America, apple orchards in Eastern Washington, and cherry orchards in California. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 16,353. It's up 113 points. The NASDAQ, 3,593, up 30.5. And the S&P 500 is trading 1,862, and it is up 12.25 points. Joining us now with a look at agricultural weather is World Weather Incorporated meteorologist Drew Lerner. Good morning, Drew.
Good morning, Dave. I hope my forecast is more accurate than the global warming versus crop price inflation forecast.
Well, I'll tell you, I like the weather today, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's nice. It's a little breezy. It's going to be windy most of the day today. We are expecting those southerly winds to keep our temperatures pumped up, and that'll be kind of nice for the next two or three days. There are some showers out there this morning from north-central portions of Missouri into the south-central portions of Minnesota. Most of those are very light, but they will stay there for a fair amount of the morning, drifting very slowly towards the Mississippi River and probably crossing the river overnight tonight. So we'll see a few showers popping up. These are not going to be very meaningful. A lot of the moisture won't even reach the ground, and when it does, it probably will only last for just a few minutes because the winds will be whipping along fairly quickly and induce some quick drying. The temperatures at the top of this hour are running mostly in the 40s across a big part of the region, and had some 50s reported out in the western Corn Belt from Missouri up into portions of western Iowa, and some 30s are still occurring in Michigan and portions of Ohio. So quite a contrast across the region. We are in transition. We will enjoy some fine weather for the next couple of days. The wind will be a little strong, though, in the western central parts of the region. There will be a blizzard today, believe it or not, in the uppermost portions of the Midwest and parts of the northern plains. Those will be mostly North Dakota and Minnesota, but our neighbors up there will certainly be uncomfortable through the next 24 to 36 hours when upwards to a foot of snow may occur across some of that region. But down here in the heart of the Midwest, though, nothing like that to worry about. Our next more generalized rain event will probably develop as we move forward into the Wednesday through Friday time period. Now, we may still have a few of these spotty showers around, like I said, today and probably tomorrow as well in the eastern Midwest, but they won't be very significant. But starting on Wednesday, we'll see the precipitation potentials becoming a little bit more significant across the region, and everybody will be impacted eventually by the time we get to Friday. The precipitation totals could be rather impressive in the lower part of the Midwest, right where we want to put some seed in the ground, so keep aware of that. We'll look for 1 to 2.5 inch rains perhaps in the latter part of this week. And that precipitation will be followed by some coolish weather. Nothing as cold as what we've seen in the past, but definitely milder conditions. And that'll slow down the evaporation rates, and so we will take a couple of days to try to firm the ground up. But a new cool front will come across the region about a week from now. That'll be Sunday and Monday of next week. And that frontal system will reinforce the chilly conditions and bring another chance for some showers across the area. So we won't see the ground firm up very well, especially if we end up with this heavier rainfall in the Wednesday through Friday period. Next week's weather will be improved after that frontal system cuts through the region. Maybe the middle and latter parts of the week will be relatively dry. A large storm system is on the horizon, though, for some time after the 11th of April. All right, with all that said, our temperatures, it looks like they'll be fairly decent, though, over the next couple of days. Rather warm day today, a lot of 60s and 70s in the lower portions of the Midwest, a few 50s across the Great Lakes region. We'll look for temperatures tomorrow. Rather similar, but cooler air will come in from northwest to southeast across the region as we move through the period from Tuesday into about Thursday of this week. Nothing as cold as what will be in the northern portions of the plains. Those areas will see sub-zero temperatures over the next couple of nights, but we will see our temperatures staying up. The coolest that we'll see is probably 40s and 50s as we finish out this work week and move into the weekend, but it'll take a sweet time getting here. The lower parts of the Midwest stay warm at least through Thursday of this week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
And let's go ahead and look and see how futures are currently trading. And as we do that, we see that, on the big board right now, hard red winter wheat is trading at 7.59 and a half, and it is down 4. May wheat, the soft variety, is 6.91 and a quarter. It's down 4 and a quarter. May corn trading 483, it's down 9. December 481 and a quarter, down 6. May soybeans 1441, up 4 and a half. November 1187 and a quarter, down 3 and a quarter. May soybean meal 470, up 160. May soybean oil 4054, up 6 cents. April live cattle, well, the big board doesn't have trades just yet on the mercantile side, for it's a Monday. Let's go on out and see what Aaron Curtis of Midco thinks about the marketplace. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Dave. How are you?
I am doing well. You and I were talking off air about corn a lot this morning. We have the big report out at 11, quarterly grain stock report, acreage report. And corn is down 9. What is managed money, and what are the people thinking by seeing what the market is doing today? Looks like they're looking for something a little bearish.
A little bearish on the corn stocks number. Expected to find maybe a little more corn. You know, that first quarter stocks report was on the friendly side after first quarter feeding was at a record high. So some perception in the marketplace we might find a little of that corn back here in the second quarter numbers. Kind of the opposite on beans, expected to show maybe the tightest bean stocks we've had in about 10 years or so. So seeing a little uptick in the beans, a little downtick in the corn, but really pretty quiet ahead of the numbers at 11. Obviously, volatility expected to increase right after the report, which is typical for this report. And the acres report expected to show record bean acres. Average guess is up around 81 million acres. Expected to see about 2.5 million less corn acres than last year, right around 92.5 to 93. Dave,
is 81 million corn acres bullish or bearish? Bean acres. Excuse me.
Well, I think it's probably neutral at this point. We've been talking about this for so long now that I don't know if it means a whole lot right here today. Still a lot of weather to come. I think that's going to probably be the more overriding factor and see if that number grows from there or not, depending on how the spring planting season goes. But if you do the quick math on 81 million acres and a trend line yield, that obviously increases carry out and probably makes, you know, $11.85 to $12 beans look a little rich if the weather cooperates, Dave.
And so we wait and with anticipation. What's your gut feeling tell you?
Well, I guess I'm looking to see a little more corn stocks, so I'll kind of go with the prevailing trend here this morning. Acres numbers I don't think mean a whole lot today because I think we'll quickly start trading about the weather if there's not any too big of surprises in today's report, Dave.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Aaron Curtis of MITCO, and he is in Bloomington, Normal, Illinois. Current ticket in the marketplace, May corn, 482.5, down 9.5. December's 481, down 6.25. No carry in that market. May beans, 1439.25, up 2.75. November, 1186, down 4.5. A little spreading going on, maybe. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's now 9:01 Central Time.